Well, it's getting nasty over at the Cook County Board. Cook County Board Commissioners and now Sheriff Tom Dart have been critical of the cuts and layoffs needed to balance the county budget. This after a judge ruled a temporary halt to the sugary drink tax that was supposed to go into effect July 1st. It didn't. And now Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle has asked different county departments to cut their budgets. 300 pink slips went out already. 600 or so vacant positions will be eliminated. And there is promise of more cuts on the way. The Tribune put out a scathing editorial this week, putting the blame on President Preckwinkle's shoulders. Sheriff Dart said his office didn't create this crisis. And Cook County Board member Richard Boykin said this is a manufactured crisis and Preckwinkle is like a drunken sailor with the taxpayer's credit card. Wow. President Preckwinkle has responded by asking for leadership, not name calling, and she joins me tonight on The Download. President Preckwinkle, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin, for inviting me.
All right, so let's first talk about this. Obviously the layoffs were unexpected. Are we at the end of the layoffs with the 300 that have been announced and the 600 vacated positions eliminated?
No, we're not. I mean, the first thing I always say is, you know, if you want good government, you have to pay for it. And last fall, when we put our budget together, we said we have two choices. We can raise revenue or we can lay off 1,100 people. You have to understand that in our county budget, about 80% is personnel. So when you're in a crunch, in a crisis, you either raise revenue or you eliminate positions. And that's where we find ourselves today. And I think I should remind your listeners that county government has two principal functions. One is the public health system and the other is our criminal justice system, public safety. That's where 87% of our money goes, 87 cents out of every dollar. 46 cents goes to health care and 41 cents goes to public safety. So when we have to make difficult decisions to balance our budget and to reduce our headcount, it comes in those two areas, public health and public safety.
Yeah. You know, for you, as I mentioned in the lead, some commissioners, including Commissioner Boykin, has called this a manufactured crisis, that you're sort of playing political chicken. How do you respond to that, the idea that this is something that some suggest is manufactured?
Well, you know, when we took our budget vote last fall, Commissioner Boykin voted for the budget with the revenue in it, knowing that it was either revenue or layoffs. So I find his present comments disingenuous. You know, when you're in a leadership position, you have to make tough decisions. And we have balanced our budget for the last 7 years. And at the very beginning, in particular, we had to do that with very difficult decisions, including layoffs. And we're back at the same point now as a result of the fact that we don't have the revenue that we anticipated. We instituted the tax on July 1, and the Illinois Retail Merchants Association sued us, I think, on the 29th or something like that to prevent us from implementing the tax. Mm-hmm. They knew it was coming. We enacted it last November. They could have sued at any point in time, and hopefully it would have been adjudicated by July 1, and we would have known much sooner where we were. But they chose to wait until the very last minute, and they got a temporary restraining order. We think we're in for a long court battle, and we'll ultimately be victorious, but it's, I think, a long battle ahead.
You know, are you surprised? I mean, as you said, I mean, it was in the budget. It was there. The Merchants Association waited on this lawsuit. Are you surprised at the judge's ruling, or did you anticipate that there would be some pushback to a tax like this?
Well, we knew that the Illinois Retail Merchants Association was anticipating legal action. We just expected it a lot sooner. And as for the temporary restraining order, I was surprised. We enacted a tax on ammunition about 4 years ago, and we were sued. But the judge in that instance allowed us to continue to collect the tax while the matter was adjudicated, and we anticipated that that would be the case in this instance as well. That is, if we were sued, we would collect the tax and the matter would work its way through the courts.
The Tribune put out an editorial this week, and Kristen McQuarrie was on the show last week as well, just kind of talking about that this is less about pushback on a sugary drink tax and more a pushback on a tax culture. Way where we're sort of getting nickel and dimed in this county, and it's been historical here, and it's at a point where people are sort of saying enough's enough. Do you see it that way? Do you see it that people are really taking a stand on this tax to say enough is enough? We can't just keep getting taxed as members of citizens of Cook County.
Well, you know, I think we have to look at what happened over the last several decades. And we haven't, frankly, been disciplined over a very long period of time and both managed our county finances and asked people to pay for what it costs to deliver services. So, for example, we have a lot of legacy debt that we have to pay for. That's an important part of our budget, significant part of our budget. And we have in Cook County twice as much per capita county debt as Los Angeles, which is twice as big as we are.
Right.
And so, you know, I think there have been, over time, some unfortunate decisions that have left us in a very difficult place right now. You know, I think the city's in similar circumstances. The challenges of the city for the last several decades weren't really adequately met. And so then when you get in the position where you have to struggle with the pension crisis and the legacy debt, you're kind of in a box if you're the executive and you don't have a lot of choices. So, you know, I'm sympathetic to people who are concerned about the taxes. And all I would say is that, again, if you want good government, you have to pay for it. And secondly, frankly, we haven't paid over time what we should have for the services that are being delivered, and now that's catching up with us.
I mean, when you ran for Cook County Board President, I mean, it was sort of in the wake of former Cook County Board President Todd Stroger's increase on the sales tax, and that was something that was really sort of, you know, it was everybody across the board had something to say about that in a negative way. You were almost able to run on it, saying, "I'm going to do things differently." As you have been in the job for a couple of years now, do you recognize the need for more tax, more revenue? What Cook County Board President Todd Stroger might have been going for as well?
Well, let me just say, you know, I think that there was a general consensus, which resulted, of course, in my victory, that the county wasn't being run very well, and part of it was the sales tax increase, but part of it was the general sense that the county wasn't being run very well. And those are not exactly the same issue, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, if there's confidence that people are doing their very best at the job that they have, I think there's more tolerance for increasing revenue than there is if there's no confidence in the leadership. So, you know, I found myself in a position where I was succeeding somebody who didn't have public confidence. We worked very hard over those first 4 years to restore confidence in Cook County government. And then we found ourselves in a pension crisis. And again, you know, we didn't get in that pension crisis in 4 years. It was something that was coming from decades of not properly funding our pensions. And we tried very hard to get help in Springfield, and we didn't ask for money. We just asked for changes in the rules so that we as employers could pay more. We could ask our employees to pay more. We could ask our employees to serve longer before they were eligible for retirement. It was shared sacrifice, and we couldn't get the state legislature to give us permission to change the rules. And so then we decided that since we were accruing additional liability at the rate of $1 million a day, you know, we had $6.5 billion in unfunded liability. We were accruing, just like not paying the interest on your credit cards. You know, it continues, if you don't pay interest or principal, the amount you owe continues to increase. So we said what we're going to do is raise the penny sales tax so that we can pay our pension obligations and be responsible stewards of county government and not pass these incredible obligations on to our children and grandchildren. So the fact that we eliminated the tax and trimmed county government considerably, gave us the opportunity to use an increase in the sales tax to pay our pension obligations. Now, let me just say, county government is much slimmer and trimmer than it was 7 years ago. Our workforce is down more than 10%. We've reduced our indebtedness by 11%. Now, I challenge any other leader to say the same about their workforce. That's surely not true of the city or the state. So as I said, we've worked very hard to be responsive and responsible, and so far that has generated considerable respect and goodwill, and I'm grateful for it.
President Preckwinkle, my last question just is about the layoffs. I mean, are these permanent, or at a certain point do you go, all right, we're not going to get the sugary drink tax, so let's try to figure out a different place to find revenue?
Well, you have to understand that when we looked at the budget, we said, look, we're either going to have to raise revenue or we're going to have to lay people off. And the first obvious way is property taxes, because that generates a considerable amount of money. But all of our commissioners, and there are 17 of them, not one, and I talked to each and every one, was willing to support a property tax increase. The county has not increased its property taxes since the 1960s, more than 20 years. The next obvious way is sales taxes, in terms of generating considerable revenue. We just raised the sales tax to meet our pension obligation and to invest more in infrastructure. And there were one or two people, I think, if I remember, maybe two or three at most, that said they would support an increase in the sales tax. And again, there's 17 commissioners, you need 9 votes. And we ended up choosing the sweetened beverage tax, both because it generated sufficient revenue and it had good public health impacts. The World Health Organization had just suggested that governments, both at the national and the local level, ought to be looking towards taxing sweetened beverages as a way to discourage consumption, because consumption leads to obesity and diabetes and tooth decay and heart disease, all kinds of other negative health outcomes. And so we decided that was the revenue source that we would look to. And it had already been enacted in Philadelphia and Berkeley and other places in the country.
Well, I'd love to have you in at some point in the future to talk about that, because that's such an interesting concept, the idea of a tax to lower a health risk, and also at the same time fill a revenue hole. I mean, we're seeing almost with the – it's similar to what happened with the bag tax in the city of Chicago, where, yes, it's great to help with the environment, but at some point you start to lose revenue because people actually change their habits. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
Sure. I wouldn't compare it to the bag tax. I think the more reasonable analogy is to compare it to cigarette smoking. In the 1960s, 42% of adults smoked, and we, having discovered at long last that this was very bad for your health, we taxed cigarettes considerably at all levels, national, local. We restricted the places people could smoke, and we ran a public education campaign against smoking. And now only 15% of adults smoke, and I think that's a good health outcome.
Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle joining us tonight to talk about the Cook County Board cuts and the sweetened beverage tax. President Preckwinkle, thanks for taking the time out. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.